Open Windows, September the 19th. God's Sabbath Rest. All who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labours, just as God did after creating the world. Christ is God's Sabbath. Christ is our Sabbath, our rest. When we enter by faith into Christ's righteousness, we enter into God's rest. It is a tremendous power. The Lord says, in quite simple language, "If only you will trust me, and trust my provision, and stop worrying, stop fretting, stop being anxious, if you will but believe me, I have the ground upon which I could meet all your need. I am no longer without ground. There was a time when I had not the ground upon which to do anything with you and for you. But now you are on the ground of Christ, the ground which I have provided. If only you will trust me, if only you will rest in me to bring you through, you will be saved from so much of weakness and fret and anxiety. Worry is a destroying thing. At the back of a lot that we suffer, in body and in mind, there is so often a secret, hidden restlessness, something deep down in our subconscious being, of a fret, an anxiety, something that is not rest. Oh, it takes many forms. Sometimes over a concern of the Lord's, we feel that, oh, unless we do it, it'll never be done. We feel that if we are not up and at it, then the whole thing will go to pieces. Oh, so much depends on us. No one will think that this is the call for passivity, for abandon of concern for the things of the Lord. But it is possible for us to have the things of the Lord on our hearts, and yet not have the faith in God about them. There are hidden secrets to a great deal of our weakness and defeat, and unnecessary suffering. They are the hidden things of something which is other than restful faith in God. There are some people who need to take things to heart a little more than they do. But for many, the trouble is perhaps of the other kind. They are thinking that they have to run God's universe for him. They must look after things, or else, oh, it will never be looked after. But to observe the Sabbath, God's rest, oh, and no one will take this literally as meaning the observance of a particular day of the week. To observe God's Sabbath rest is to recognize Christ as God's rest through righteousness. To observe that, to keep that Sabbath, that is life which conquers death, because it is righteousness which cannot be destroyed. All who enter into God's rest have rested from their labours, just as God did after creating the world.